Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Edward in Maryland, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, Terrell?
What's going on, Eddie?
Not much. So I'm just coming from the cops party that they had at Yard House down in D.C. Chinatown. Would have went by the cops. What a way to steal back home ice from Columbus after you pretty much just handed them 2 wins in overtime in D.C. And finally, it doesn't come down to overtime. You know, they bring us back to D.C. Saturday, which I still consider a must-win for D.C. The only way you win this series is if you bring back and get a win on home ice and let Columbus know that you're not going to fold, period. Ovi put his money where his mouth was by saying, this is coming back to D.C. tied up 2-2. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't really care what he says, to be honest with you. With all their failings over the years and all of their, playoff exits and losses and just devastation for their fans over the years, the torture that they have placed fans of that franchise in, they're like in a prison cell for 25, 30 years. It's unbelievable, the losing. So when they talk, I don't actually think anyone listens because they've never won anything. They don't matter. They've just, all they do is talk. They've never got it done. And you know it. I know it. So I'm just saying, from the standpoint of whatever Ovi says is fodder to me, it's a joke. Because, look, I have said on this show a number of times, I had Joe Beninati on the other night, and I said, I think Ovi's one of the greatest players I've ever watched in my life. I mean, when I, you know, when they put me in the ground, I'm going to remember some of the best players of my life loving hockey for, you know, 70, 80 years worth of being a hockey fan. He's one of the guys I'll remember. He was and still is, a phenomenal talent, great hand speed, determination. A guy will fight you. He's insane. He'll hit you. He'll play whatever kind of hockey you want to play. He can play clean, dirty, fast, slow, whatever you want. He's incredible. I love his game. He's a badass. But he shouldn't open his mouth because no one listens to a team that never wins it. No one, I mean, I'm just being honest, and he should know that by now. No one listens to guys that talk. It's the only people they listen to is guys that hold that Stanley Cup over their head. Those are who they listen to. So what they need to do is what they did tonight, which is go and kick some ass. And they did that. And they beat their ass 4-1. And you get all the heavies, Kuznetsov, Oshie, and Ovi scoring goals. Wilson had one too, and he owed him one, I think, from the other night when he missed that fan. He teed up and missed the fan on what would have been a game winner with a wide open net. Wilson had swung and missed, unless I'm mistaken. So tonight they did what they had to do. That's exactly what they have to do moving forward, is win. Just go out and win and stop talking, stop guaranteeing. No, like, can you imagine a guarantee from the Washington Capitals? It's laughable. They've never won anything ever. You know what I mean? I'm right. I hate to tell you. Mafia, you know it's true. You can't listen to someone like from the Washington Capitals talk about anything, ever.
No, you can't.
Ever.
If he wants to guarantee something in some international tournament for Russia, go ahead. You guys have done great. When you're with the Capitals, you've had failure after failure after failure. I ain't listening to anything you say. Don't talk. Win.
That's it. Just go out and win like they did tonight, because no one listens to the Capitals guarantee anything, ever. I mean, listening to that, what's next? You're going to say you're going to guarantee you're going to beat the Penguins? Do you know how many times they've beaten you? They've never lost to you in the playoffs. Like, isn't that accurate? It's insane. So who cares what he says? It's what he does that matters. So there you go. I mean, tonight they did what they had to do.
Both these games. They went on the road down 0-2, and they didn't let it get them. They didn't let them, you know, bite them in the butt. They didn't listen to everyone trash them saying this is going to be the same thing as usual. They went and they handled their business on the road.
And that's what they got to do when they go home.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thank you.